3, 2, 1. And we are live. Man, I'm so excited today. Back with another episode of the Agent Revolution podcast, where we deconstruct some of the biggest challenges facing today's real estate agent so they can build a sustainable, profitable, and most of all, fulfilling real estate business. I am super excited and still a little hungover today from EXP Con, man, but I'm ready to deliver the value. I got my man, Jeremy Johnson, and Miss Candice Tarjani. Kind of wanted to bring both of you guys on because I want to get some perspective kind of from one of the more seasoned agents on our team and kind of the new perspective from you, Candice. So why don't we start, just give a quick background for those who don't know you. Jeremy, we'll start with you, and Candice, you can wrap us up.
All right. For those, you guys can hear me, right?
Yeah, you're loud and clear.
All right. So for you guys who don't know who I am, my name is Jeremy Johnson, EXP Realty. I've been with the Level Higher Living team my entire real estate career. Came from an education background, and I work here with Mike. I've gotten myself to a place to where, this is their words, not mine, one of their top agents here. And here I am. I love where we're at. I'm excited about EXP Realty and my position here with the Level Higher Living team.
Yes. Glad to have you, brother. Candice.
I'm Candice Tarjani. I have just hit my 1-year mark in real estate. And I just moved over, 3-4 weeks ago to the Level Higher Living team. And I started out basically having pretty much no guidance. And so it's just real nice to have the resources now with this team. And it feels like a team, which is so exciting for me.
Yes.
And but you guys my background, I came from finance and accounting, so completely different. But
yep, she's a Kentucky girl, by the way, right? I just found that out. Bardstown, Kentucky. That's awesome.
Yeah. Did I tell you that?
Yeah. Now, Jay told me that. I don't know how he knew that because he's a bourbon drinker, and I guess that's bourbon country.
Oh, yes. Yep. Bourbon capital of the world.
So what we want to do today, the reason why we're doing this this kind of impromptu episode of the podcast is that we just want to kind of recap our experience and how we saw it through each one of our lenses with our own unique experience in the real estate business. And I'm going to start with you guys. Jeremy, why don't you go first and kind of tell me about some of your biggest takeaways from the EXP Con that we were at Tuesday through Friday of last week. And tell us everything, man. I want to hear.
Not everything.
Yeah, not everything. You can't. But what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas, right? Some of that. I mean, just tell us, what were some of your big takeaways from the event?
First glance notice, as soon as we roll into Las Vegas there, just the amount of the amount of love and reception that the EXP family gets from this company. We pulled into the MGM Grand and right away it was EXP agents everywhere in signage, just welcoming us and, walking around and just browsing around some of the things that they had set up for us in the conference center. It was really cool to see because this was my first company event. And just like the effort and the love that EXP put into this to provide us with this event, there's a lot of fun wrapped up into this, but also a lot of education and a lot of great value that they were giving to the people that, that made this trip. So right away I felt one at home, even though I was in a land far away. I felt at home because EXP Realty was there and I know that I'm one of them. And so I felt very welcomed and cared for there. So, that's the first thing, the first feeling that I got, when it comes down to the gala event, the effort that took and the way they made us feel as a group and for myself, receiving an award for the first time. Is standing up in a room of 5,000 people. That was just awesome. And I know you know, if any of you saw my Facebook post earlier in the week, just the people, the way I was positioned and the people that were standing behind me, you two included, as well as John, just like the support and, you know, that I have felt from all of you to get to this point. It's just been huge, and it was an honor to stand up there and to have you guys there behind me, supporting me, because that's how it's been this whole way, this whole journey to reaching the success that I have thus far in my career.
Yeah, that's awesome, man. And what I so love about, one of the things that stood out to me, and one of the things that you had mentioned that is this was your first event, and Candace, I know this was your first event as well. Not your first time to Vegas, but Jeremy's first time to Vegas. So one of the things that I really wanted to make sure and emphasize is, especially to those of you who have teams or are on teams, is this is my first experience to an event like this with team members. And it was infinitely better than any other experience I've ever had. And so for those of you who are on a team or have teams, I would highly recommend attending with your team members, because it just becomes a different experience. I think it becomes less about you and more about them, or more about the group, more about we. And, you know, Jeremy, one of the proudest moments I think I had at that event was when you stood up and accepted your award. I just thought, man, you know, this is what it's all about. And I know, like, I could tell from you, I was getting texts from you at like 6 o'clock in the morning this morning, like, you know, let's do this, let's do that. I'm moved up, man. And like, that's what these events do. It's like you come back exhausted, but you're fired up, man. And right. So, you know, this morning, like, our meeting was very productive. Our mastermind, our top producer meeting was very productive. And like, the ideas are flowing right now. And I hope we can hang on to that and take that into the fourth quarter and start the year off strong as well. But Candace, obviously being the newest person on our team, and you know, coming over from a different company and having your experience there, what was this event? What did it mean to you? What were some of your biggest takeaways?
I mean, Jeremy said it perfectly. Support. That's really what I thought of when I was there. People want to lift you up, and that's not what real estate is. That's not what I've experienced kind of the past year. So just to have that support system, and like, we're all in this together, and we're sharing our experiences, we're sharing our successes and our failures, and you're learning from other people. You know, on the panel, that was super informative, and that really helped me get out of my own head. It's hard. Real estate is really hard, and you want those people who have experienced it all to just mentor you and give you their successes and their failures, and to learn from their stuff. So yeah, support completely. And just being with the team, it was really great, because I came from a team, but my team was a couple hours away. So I haven't had that support, that kind of togetherness. And that's what I really felt in Vegas.
Yeah. And one thing I learned about you is, like, you know where everything's at, especially if it's food related.
When it comes to food, yes, I do.
The funny thing is, though, it's like you're in really good shape. It's like you eat all this terrible food and you're in really good shape. And I don't know how that works out.
No, I don't. Well, I used to bodybuild. So, I mean, not like the bulky bodybuilders, but the bikini fitness. And so I looked forward to my cheat meals. And so whenever I went out of town, like, I looked at restaurants, like, what's the best restaurant? And so I've been to Vegas a couple times a year for the past couple years. And so, yeah.
Well, jokingly, you know, I wrote in the description for this podcast is that we would talk about birthday cake Sundays. And so why don't you guys tell Jeremy, tell me about you guys' experience at the Sunday bar.
Oh my gosh. Okay. So planning this trip and all the places that, you know, that a possibility we would have time to visit, this particular place, Blacktop, correct?
Blacktop.
Blacktop. Okay. Yeah. I knew this was her number one place she wanted to visit, because this has been 2 years in the making for this milkshake. And you know, from the moment the wheels touch the ground, and we're talking about milkshakes, because milkshakes right away. So we didn't get there the first night. We were able to do lunch the next day. Obviously, but for me, I'm not big into desserts. It's not my favorite thing. I will every now and then. I'd rather have chips or nachos or something like that for a splurge meal. But we're doing milkshakes at Black Tap. So we found it. And in the Venetian, I'm going with cookie. Like, if I'm going to do it, I'm doing something with cookie. So I had to decide between chocolate chip or the cookies and cream, which is like Oreo flavor. I'm like, I'm definitely going cookies and cream here. On Candace's picture, she didn't have a picture of mine. Maybe she can send post the picture of both of ours below later. But yeah, mine had
cake batter. So good with a piece of cake on top. And everyone messaged me. They're like, how did you eat that? I'm like, well, I took the piece of cake off of it and then I drank it. But yeah, it was the best milkshake I've ever had in my life. I'm not actually kidding. It was amazing.
Mine had a big ice cream sandwich, was an Oreo with cookies and cream around it. And milkshake was amazing. I actually ended up
good too.
Yeah, I actually ended up finishing more than she did, but I think I might have finished mine.
Yeah, I can't
imagine. And I'll add, you guys know, I think I paid for this the rest of the
Yeah, day. I think you did. Yeah,
we were not very smart up until Vegas. We're like, let's eat clean and let's not have any sweets or alcohol or sugar. And then
Here's some words of wisdom.
Stuff, that was dumb.
Here's some words of wisdom. Don't ever do Las Vegas after a 15-day cleanse.
Don't do it.
Oh. Right? Yeah. You guys, the first night, you guys were a cheap date, man.
You were like pre-gaming the week up to it.
You do. Because, I mean, I think by the time we got there, it was the 16 days. We decided we were going to eat completely clean, drink clean, nothing. And we're thinking this would be good for us. Well, it is good for your bodies, but when you get there and you just go do everything the opposite, your body just hates you instantly. We paid for it.
Yeah, it was the sugar for sure. It was just on the edge.
Yeah, not the alcohol, right?
No.
So a couple of the highlights I wanted to talk about. Well, number one, it was weird because we left Ohio and it was summer and we came back and it was fall. But I'll take that any day. The thing I wanted to really touch on, and we touched on it a little bit in our meeting today, is that EXP continues to solve some of the biggest problems for agents, right? You know, when we came over, two of the problems that were solved right away were, you know, we're being able to build wealth, right? Agents have never had an opportunity to build wealth. And number two, being able to add in passive income. Since we've been here, they're solving, you know, recruiting and retention problems for agents. They're solving now. We just found out on Friday they're going to be providing affordable health care for agents, right? And so they continue just to be focused on making the agent experience better. They're making it easier to be a real estate agent. They're making real estate fun again. And so, like, it's so cool to be in alignment with a company that their main focus is you, the agent. And so those are a couple things that really stood out to me. I don't know how you guys felt about the whole Express Offers thing, but I thought that was really, really cool. I don't know how many people are having conversations, especially locally here in our market, about iBuyers, because I guess we're either fortunate or unfortunate, but the iBuyers are not in our marketplace yet, but they're coming. And this will allow us an opportunity to be more than prepared. In fact, we can probably get a jump start on some of the competitors like OfferPad and Opendoor. If we're starting into this Express Offers program early, it offers us another layer of being valuable in front of our clients. Another option of what we can offer clients in order to help them sell their homes quickly and effectively. So I was really, really excited about that. What was your take on the whole iBuyer thing?
So I'll start. You know, for those of you who aren't exactly sure what the iBuyer means, like Mike said, it's just these companies providing express offers on real estate, trying to purchase them, you know, at a fair price and make transactions for sellers quick and easy as possible. Like, it's funny that this came up at the conference because I do have a client that I'm working with that works for a company that's sort of like an iBuyer. So I'm kind of helping them work through that. But what EXP Express offers is saying, and I plan on going further in depth with this at later. So they're going to offer our sellers, you know, a fair market cash price to get the house sold quickly. This can help us as realtors. It will help give our clients another option. It will give, you know, because sometimes sellers have to, they're under contract for the house that they're going to buy, but they have to get rid of their house like right now in order to get that or meet a certain deadline. I know it's happened to both of you this year. It's happened to me quite a few times this year. I've been fortunate enough to, you know, get that done, but it's a very stressful situation for our clients and for us. And sometimes it doesn't always work out. So what Express Offers is going to do is give our clients the opportunity to get their property sold, not a lot of days on the market, and a cash deal as well.
Yep. Candace, how about you?
I had never heard of it before. I'm not very familiar with it. You know, I'm newer to real estate, so I wasn't sure. But I mean, I think it's a great opportunity, absolutely, because I have been in that position where there's a very, very strict deadline, and sometimes it doesn't work out. I mean, that's just real estate, so it's going to be a great opportunity.
And you know what? You are probably in the majority, Candace, of people who they don't know what it is, right? They've never heard of the iBuyer thing. It's not in our marketplace. And so when you can get a jump start on something like that, which is a trend right now, one of the statistics they told us is that in Phoenix, Arizona, 40% of sellers call the iBuyer before they ever call a realtor. Now, that's a lot. Like, they have a big market share when it comes to at least top of mind awareness. Now, of those 40%, only 6% end up listing with the iBuyer. In other words, for whatever reason, they either determine that the offer's too low or they didn't like the terms or whatever. But the reality of it is, if they start to figure that out and they've got 40% of the consumer mind share right out of the gate, that's going to get really, really sticky for a lot of you agents out there. And you're lucky enough now to where these people are not in our marketplace, so we can kind of pre-plan for that. But it's so neat to be in alignment with a company who's already combating that for us. They're already fighting that fight. And so we get to roll that out. We're excited because, again, the end result is it just provides more opportunity, not only for our agents, but also for our sellers. The other thing that I wanted to touch on, and really this is probably the biggest announcement that's come in the last few years, is that our company is officially rolling out affordable healthcare. And when I say affordable, all you real estate agents out there who don't have to pay your own health insurance, I'm telling you right now, your health insurance sucks if you're paying it. Like, our insurance is $800-900 a month. Our deductible is like $5,000. It's awful. And this is true for a lot of you guys out there, especially the people who are only real estate agents. In other words, they don't have a spouse that works in another industry, or they're carrying full insurance, or they're a single mom or dad, right? I mean, this is huge. So, and I know this means two different things to each one of you guys, but like, Jeremy, what is, when you heard this, like, what were your first thoughts?
To be completely honest with you, man, my first thought is, I was a little taken back, honestly, because that component alone, as a father and now a single father, providing health care for my kids, you know, when necessary. It was very moving, honestly, that this, as good as it, and we need to make make a great living for our families, there's the healthcare issue. And I'm so excited to see the details of this. You know, it's something that will, you know, affect myself, and a lot of families out there, you know, a lot of great agents out there who struggle with the healthcare component. Like you mentioned, some of the numbers that you guys are paying, it's astronomical. And when I announced that on my Facebook page, I did get a couple comments that saying X and Y Z company has been doing this for years. If they were, I didn't know about it. I don't know the details of it. I know Al here, he's watching with us, did make a comment a few moments ago. He did say that affordable healthcare from EXP will make competition nervous. And while that may be true, depending on case-by-case basis, what the agent's needs are, but to me, that tells me that this company truly does have our best interest in mind, and they see this as an issue, and they see agents struggling because, you know, our founder was an agent by himself for many years, so he knows this, and, you know, everybody that we were in the room with sees this as an issue. So whether or not it's an attraction tool or not, for me personally, it just gives me validation that this company is they really care about, you know, our struggles, and they're literally solving every problem that agents are having.
Right.
And that's a big one. People make life decisions that either steer them away from real estate or take them off their career path because they have to provide health insurance for their families too. So this, it's huge.
Yeah. Before you, Candace, before you comment, I just want to, so to those people who are out there saying, well, so-and-so already offers this. It's not about that. You're not looking at it the right way. It's not about so-and-so already offers it. It's like, what other problems is that company solving, right?
Right.
It's like, are they doing that in addition to X? Are they doing that in addition to Y? Are they doing that in addition to Z? It's like, that's what makes it so cool, is that we're literally addressing all the problems, not just one. It's all
of them, all the problems.
Yeah,
completely. It's the complete package deal. And this definitely hits home because this morning, as you know, my daughter's sick. I had to go take her to the doctor, and I had to say, I don't have insurance. I don't have insurance. My kids don't have insurance. And that's definitely stressful. I have to pay out of pocket for everything. And, you know, being a single mom, it's hard for sure. So I'm so excited for it.
Yeah. Yep. Yep. I think it's going to be big, and I'm really excited. This will be rolled out, by the way. It will be completely rolled out by March of 2020. So this is not something that's going to take years. I mean, they're effectively trying to roll this out right now. And we will get back to you on more of the details of that. You know, real quick, I know we're about 8 minutes out and you guys got to go, but I'll tell you, like, so my biggest takeaway, like I knew what I was getting into. I've been to one of these events before, but I think like my biggest takeaway, and this company just continues to blow me away, because like I talk to a lot of agents around here locally in our market, and there's a lot of really good agents, and there's a lot of really good agents that work for local companies because there's a lot of really good local companies. And I worked for one of them, by the way. But I think one of the things that you lose by working at a local company is a nationwide perspective. And what's really important about working at a company that has a nationwide perspective is you get, it's being able to look to the future, right? Because a lot of things happen in the major metropolitan markets before it's like having a crystal ball. A lot of things happen in some of these major metropolitan areas before they ever happen in Dayton. And so we get to collaborate with some of these other agents who are in other marketplaces. And to me, that is the most important thing. That has been the biggest gift, to be able to collaborate with some of these top agents around the United States, hear their stories, see what they're facing in their own local markets, and being able to apply that into our local market. So the collaboration for me was by far and away the biggest takeaway. I wish I could list every person who's made an impact on my business at some of these events. How about you guys? What was your biggest takeaway?
You can go first.
I mean, I feel like we already touched on it, just the supportive nature of the company. I mean,
support.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Cool, J-Dog.
So, you know, something we didn't mention early on, you know, Candace's decision to join EXP Realty and the Love Ohio Living team, you know, something that us as a company And you and I, you know, within our team is trying to, because what you give back to me personally is what we're trying to give out, and that's a value. You know, it was so cool to see a lot of star agents within our company and meet them in person. One thing that really stuck with me at one of the events we were at, Mr. Michael Reese said, there is no such thing as money. We only have value. So I was able to attract Candace to EXP Realty and the Level Higher Living team with providing with her with value. Because while she was doing so well on her own, I will say this, because this did not get mentioned, in her first year of real estate, she's, you know, about $3.5 million by herself. But there's still area to grow. There's still value to be given, and she recognized that the opportunity with EXP and the opportunity with the Level Higher Living team, and you know, that's what she's trying to give back to others as well.
Yep.
So what this company is giving to us is value, and so that just puts us in a place to where we're able to reach out and give others the same thing that we are receiving.
Yeah,
it's a beautiful thing. So definitely, I mean, just it's value.
Yep.
It's not about dollars and cents. We need dollars and cents to provide for our families, but that's not going to happen without value.
Yep. It's so true, man. And it was like, that was kind of the biggest paradigm shift for me in my business, is when that I started focusing on providing value to the consumer, whether that consumer was a buyer or seller, or, you know, or an agent. The more I focused on adding value to the consumer, the more money I made, you know what I mean? And so if people want to hate on us, that's fine. You know what I mean? There's people at other companies that don't like what we do. They report us, they can't stand us. And you know what? Good for you guys. I mean, that's great. But like at the end of the day, what we're focused on is adding massive amounts of value. And so we're calling all you brokers out, man, who are not adding value. At the end of the day, I mean, it's about what you put in your bank account, but the more value you can add, you don't have to worry about the money. The money will show up if you're adding value. And so like here at EXP, at the Level Higher Living team, we're literally training our agents to add more value into the marketplace. And as a byproduct of that, they will be the highest paid agents in the marketplace. And so, you know, if you are watching this video and you're not a part of our team or a part of our EXP family tree, I would suggest that you hook up with one of the agents that you're seeing on this podcast to find out more, that you have an open mind. You may think you know about EXP Realty, but I promise you, you don't, unless you've talked to one of us. So, you know, my parting shot here is, you know, make sure that, you know, you reach out to someone on our team, in our group, and find out more about EXP, find out more about, you know, how we're offering healthcare, how we're adding value into our agents' life by wealth building and passive income. And you can always, 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 always schedule with me at meetmikewall.com. Jeremy, what's a good way for folks to hook up with you?
So if you can find me, you could message me from this link on my Facebook or my Facebook business page. You can also find all of my contact information on my pages, my phone number, email address. So just go through, find me on Facebook here. If you have any comments or anything, drop a comment, send me a personal message, or check out my contact information on my page.
All right, Candace, how about you?
Boomsies. So just Facebook.
Facebook DM?
Yep.
Okay. Man, this was a fun one, man. I love doing these. I could literally talk about our experience there all day, man. It was so much fun. And, you know, I think what we're doing is just, I mean, I feel blessed to be able to do this every day. I really do. And if I don't mention this, I need to, because we're doing actually a free event tomorrow in Columbus, Ohio, not Georgia. And I'll be there. We'll be doing a full 2-hour class on being a 6-figure agent. If you want to go and register for that at 100krealtor.com, if you're in or around the Columbus area. Let's see, what else do I want to mention? Well, as usual, you know, I love sharing these stories. EXP, I know, is literally changing agents' financial lives. Do me a big favor. If you know someone that might enjoy the podcast, please, please, please share it with them. If you like the podcast, please go to wherever you listen to podcasts and smash that subscribe button. If you ever want to...